If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM, let's create.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
From the most trusted journalists at Comedy Central, it's America's only source for news. This is The Daily Show with your hosts, Desi Leidick and Michael Costa.
We have a great show for you tonight. We're going to talk about how Kate Middleton's picture is worth 1,000 news articles, and Lara Trump and Jesus take the wheel at the RNC, and Congress gets to the bottom of whether Biden is old. But first, Desi, I think we should take a moment to acknowledge Equal Pay Day, because women don't earn enough, and personally, I'm sick of it.
Oh, that's so nice, Michael.
In fact, in the spirit of transparency, I'd like us to both say our salaries out loud right now.
We don't really need to do that.
No, Desi, I'm an ally. I want to bring light to an issue affecting all women.
Well, I mean, there might not be a pay gap for every woman. Some women might be making more than men. So I think we can just move
$65
on.
$65 a week. That's what I make. Now go ahead and say yours. You don't have to be embarrassed.
You're right. I make less than that, Michael.
This country disgusts me.
Well, now that we have that out of the way, there's a lot of election news today, so let's get into it with another installment of Indecision 2024. Big campaign news. For years now, Donald Trump has gradually been taking over the Republican Party. First, he got Ted Cruz's balls, then he took Mitch McConnell's spine, and now he's finally reached the butthole of the party, the Republican National Committee, and he's giving it a thorough cleansing.
Dozens of staffers getting laid off just days after Donald Trump's handpicked team took over the organization. Top officials in communications, the political department, the data team, all getting the axe. Lara Trump, the former president's daughter-in-law, is now the committee's co-chair.
In her speech nominating Lara Trump, RNC committee woman Beth Block argued that it doesn't matter if Lara Trump lacks traditional qualifications.
In a world where qualifications are often measured by titles and years of experience, we are reminded of a powerful truth. God does not call the qualified. He qualifies the called. Lara Trump is the embodiment of this truth.
This is the most mean girl introduction I have ever heard. A lot of people think that you should be qualified to have a job, but here's Lara Trump anyway. Take it up with God. I get why God would bless Donald Trump appointing his daughter-in-law. I mean, Jesus was the original Nepo baby. Forget a job. He started an entire religion based on, do you know who my father is? There is some truth to it. Lara is completely unqualified. Of course, that's never stopped her before.
And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground. And I won't back down.
okay to back down.
Oh, my God. I mean, I blame God for that performance, although I think she proved that there isn't one. All right, let's move on to the man Lara Trump and her friend God will be trying to defeat in November, Joe Biden. Biden's age and mental fitness has been a central part of the campaign, which tends to happen when you're 154 years old, and it's back in the news today.
Special Counsel Robert Hur was at a hearing on Capitol Hill today defending his report on President Biden's handling of classified documents from last month, where Hur described Biden as a, quote, sympathetic, well-meaning, elderly man with a poor memory.
My assessment in the report about the relevance of the president's memory was necessary and accurate and fair.
In Hur's report, where he declined to prosecute the president, he writes Biden did not remember even within several years when his son Beau died. That drew a fiery denial from the president.
Heard that. That's right. This special counsel got a lot of heat for calling attention to Biden's memory problems. And look, I'm not going to sit here and say Biden's brain is perfect, but can we just be honest here? Remembering when things happened is hard. I mean, I can't remember dates from years ago, and I'm a young, fit, chiseled, patient, optimistic, Sudoku-doing handsome man, you know?
Kind of pegged you as more of a word search guy. But no, it's true. Like, I have a really hard time even remembering my passwords.
I can remember my kids' names, or if I have kids.
I can never remember my husband's birthday.
I can't remember my own birthday.
Custer, are you okay?
You know, I was going to make an appointment with my doctor, but I forgot how to use the phone. But look, the point is this. Robert Hur testified about his report today, and the Democrats took the opportunity to challenge his portrayal of Biden's memory.
I now want to turn you to the transcript and day one, page 47. You said to President Biden, you have appear to have a photographic understanding and recall of the House. Did you say that to President Biden?
Those words do appear on page 47 of the transcript.
Photographic is what you said. Is that right?
That word does appear on page 47 of the transcript.
Never appeared in your report, though. Is that correct? The word photographic?
That does not appear in my report.
Yep, that's gotta hurt. Oh, see what I did there? Because his name is Hur. I turned a bit of a wordplay.
Yeah, no, I think we all get it.
But it's true. There was lots from Biden's five-hour deposition that didn't make it into the special counsel report. And let me tell you, there's a lot of other important stuff in there.
Yeah, unfortunately, there isn't any footage from the deposition. But luckily, both Michael and I are trained thespians.
That's right. So tonight, we present selected readings from the Biden deposition transcript. These are all actual quotes from President Joe Biden's deposition on handing classified documents.
You know, I went to Mongolia and great pictures. I unfortunately embarrassed the hell out of the leader of Mongolia.
I'd sit with my national security team and say, we should follow up on this. Find out more about whether or not, you know, who killed Cock Robin, you know, and find out.
You left everything in place. I just hope you didn't find any risque pictures of my wife in a bathing suit. Which you probably did. She's beautiful.
I just warn you all, never make one great eulogy because you get asked to do everybody's eulogy.
By the way, there's a restroom right behind us.
I get to drive all these, you know, electric vehicles. I have. Damn, they're quick. You step your foot on the accelerator all the way down until it gets to about 6-7 grand. Then, all of a sudden, it will say launch. All you do is take your foot off the brake. Vroom,
vroom, vroom, vroom, vroom. What are you doing?
I'm making a car sound. It says makes car sound.
Yeah, but that's not a car sound. You're just saying the word vroom.
Your car's a piece of shit, Desi. Okay, don't give me performance notes. You didn't even get into Juilliard.
Oh, like you did?
I told you I was on the wait list of the wait list. Look, this is over. This is over.
You know what? You are such a prima donna. This is exactly why I make more money than you.
Look, you know what? When we come back, we'll cover the other big story of the day, so don't go away. That's not fair.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Show. Let's turn to some major news out of Great Britain, where the royal family has photoshopped their way into a brand new scandal.
Now to a royal photo scandal that has sparked controversy and conspiracies.
The controversy started innocently enough. A family photo of the Princess of Wales and the smiling children to mark Mother's Day here in Britain. But then came the kill order from several global news agencies.
At closer inspection, it appears that the source had manipulated the image.
There's like little misalignments, right?
A sleeve that didn't line up with Charlotte's wrist, a skewered zipper on Kate's jacket, and her blurred hand.
There's a print on the top corner of Prince Louis's sweater there where the pattern doesn't line up.
Her hair abruptly ends on her right shoulder.
Princess Charlotte's hand isn't in the right spot.
Yeah, you know... You didn't need to do all that forensic analysis. You know how I know that's fake? There's three kids smiling at the same time. As a parent, I know that's impossible. Also, it should be noted, I didn't even know or care about Kate Middleton's leave of absence, but then you release a photo so edited they have to issue a kill order? Well, now I'm all in, all right? And the palace better have a good explanation for this.
Kensington Palace posting this explanation. Like many amateur photographers, I do occasionally experiment with editing. I wanted to express my apologies for any confusion.
I'm calling bullshit that Kate was the one who edited the picture. This is the royal family. They don't do anything themselves. They don't even pick their own noses. They have butlers for that. You think she's doing her own photoshopping? The only thing they know how to do without help is adultery.
Yeah. Unfortunately, this is only going to fuel baseless speculation about why Kate Middleton was hardly seen in months. And we don't want to get into all these rumors, like, is she getting a BBL? Is she divorcing William? Is she gone girling him?
Oh, my God. Do you think she's gone girling him?
She could, I mean, my TikTok was saying so.
TikTok is always right.
I think so, yeah.
Look, we can't just sit here and talk about Kate Middleton all night.
You're absolutely right, yeah.
For more on Kate Middleton, let's go live to The Daily Show's senior royal watcher, Grace Kohlenschmidt. Grace, what's going on in Buckingham Palace?
Well, Desi and Desi's friend, the palace is in chaos. They're eating beans on toast for breakfast. They're driving on the wrong side of the road. There's flying nannies everywhere. It's a mess.
Okay, well, I think all of that stuff is normal there. But has the royal family explained why they released a Photoshop picture?
Yes. The royals are taking full responsibility for this breach of trust by completely blaming the whole thing on Princess Kate. Mistakes were made all around by her and her her very real graphic design hobby. But the good news is she's doing fine, and the palace just released a new photo that was taken this morning. See? Everything is normal. She looks great.
Grace, this is obviously manipulated. She's in front of the Twin Towers.
Yes, but you have to remember, 9/11 didn't happen in England. Wait, you're right. I'm getting breaking news. The royals have admitted this photo has been edited. They're saying, quote, on behalf of the entire royal family, this is Kate's fault. Wow. That was really insensitive of her, guys.
Grace, why can't they just release an unedited photo of the family so we know everything is fine?
You must be some sort of fortune teller, sir, because I'm now hearing they have a new photo of the family together. Yeah. Now that is one happy family.
No, Grace. What are you talking about? Queen Elizabeth is dead. How is she even in that photo?
Yeah, and the kids all have Al Pacino's face on them.
And just to confirm, we are sure none of her kids are Al Pacino?
We're sure. Yes, we're sure.
Okay, that confirms it. It's a fake. The royals just released a statement saying Kate made that one up too, and they attached a list of things that are also Kate's fault. Okay, colonization, the whole Prince Andrew thing, COVID, and you know when you try to put a USB in, but you realize it's the wrong way, so you gotta turn it around, but then somehow it's still the wrong way? That's also Kate.
Can the royal family not just be honest with what's happening instead of trying to blame Kate for every PR f-up?
Well, the good news is they don't have to, because they just found a real photo of Kate that should put all these questions to rest. Oh. Yeah. See, she's fine. Would a woman being silenced by a repressive dynasty be able to dunk like that? 2 points for the princess.
Yeah, something still seems off.
You know, that's what I thought too, but on the other hand, she says she's doing great, so.
Well, that is true. Yeah. Thank you, Grace. Grace Kuhlenschmidt, everyone.
And we come back. Jane Marie will be joining us on the show, so don't go away.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Host an author whose new book is called Selling the Dream, The Billion-Dollar Industry Bankrupting Americans. Please welcome Jane Marie. You did, and I tore right through it. It's a great read. It's fascinating.
Thank you. It came out today, so I haven't heard any feedback. I don't know what anyone thinks of it, but
I'm glad. Is this the first feedback that you're
getting?
Pretty
much, yeah, outside of the people that helped me write it.
Well,
it's a great book.
We'll tell you how much we enjoyed it. Yeah. This world is fascinating. You go deep into the world of MLMs.
Yes.
And people call them by many different names. MLMs.
Network marketing, direct sales.
Pyramid schemes.
I can't call them that.
You can't.
No, because I'll get sued.
You can't call them that, but right here on the cover.
I got a lot of help. I got a lot of help with the cover art, yes.
What exactly is an MLM?
So a multi-level marketing company is a business that's shaped like this. Slightly.
But we can't call it a pyramid.
Yeah,
there's a couple people at the top. Then they have the upline, the top sellers, who are supposed to recruit, like, usually five people each. And then they're supposed to recruit five people, and they're supposed to recruit five people infinitely. And the way the money flows is that each person who signs up pays, like, a fee at the beginning to sign up. Yep. And sometimes they have to pay for some products and stuff, but they're paying those fees in. And then they fail pretty quickly, usually, mm-hmm. and then more people sign up. So that's where the money comes from.
And isn't it something like
99.99% make no money or lose money? Only 1% make a dollar, even.
And yeah. We yeah. laughed when you, we laughed when you said infinity because... Infinitely, because you can't keep doing that.
13 levels and you surpass the population of the Earth.
Right. So
yeah. Right. Exactly. Impossible.
Totally impossible.
MLM specifically prey on women. Mm-hmm. These Tupperware parties, the sex toy parties.
And they're so fun.
And they're so fun.
And we get to hang out with our friends.
Wait, I want to make this about me for a second.
Sorry.
But
sorry. Please.
Why not
why
men?
Stop now? Yeah.
To go to a nose trimmer party or a beef jerky.
There are MLMs for you. There are, first of all, MLMs for you.
Okay.
Is it called crypto?
Yes, it's crypto or there's telecom companies. There are like lots of dude MLMs. But 75% of people involved are women. And it's because the companies go after people who have some sort of economic precarity or like trouble, you know, moving up the ranks to, here's the thing. There's the pay gap we're fighting against. If someone called you today and was like, you could make another $1,000 a week just sitting in your house and talking to your girlfriends and selling makeup. And now, if that was true, I would be doing that.
Yeah,
for
where do
sure.
I sign?
Yeah, where do I sign? Let me do it. So, you know, we all make less than men. We all take care of the home. We're all homemakers. We take care of the children. We have, like, we don't have, especially at the age, you know, middle age, we don't have that kind of movement in the economy that other people get, and it's not just women, because it's now becoming, you know, immigrants or people, you know, anyone who is a population that has a hard time getting really good solid employment, right. Mm-hmm. Which is everybody right
I
now.
I also feel like they sucker women in with this promise of, you know, you can achieve independence.
Yeah.
You can be your own girl boss. And yes. That's alluring.
Girl boss, yeah. I'm 46 years old. When I hear girl boss, I'm just like yeah. Boss babes and fempire. But it's true, my great grandma did Avon, and it did help her feel like some agency in her life, because she didn't have a career. She got pregnant at like 14 and had a bunch of kids, and really didn't have like a job outside of that. And it felt good to get on stage or get a pin or get like a fancy jacket and be around people and be lauded. So I do think those things are really valuable. And I think the parties are really fun. They're actually super fun. I don't know. I did one in my house when I was like 20. It was like a lingerie party. And everyone came out and modeled their
tell me more
boudoir sets.
Go on.
You touched on it a little bit, but besides just that you can make $1,000 a week, there are some psychological components that they recruit with.
Yes.
And to me, that's almost more powerful.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about what they do.
So the recruitment is, you know, just things that appeal to all of us. Like, you can have time and money and freedom, and you don't have to have any qualifications, and the world is yours. And we have a secret, you know? We have a secret that they don't want you to know. So then they rely on these logical fallacies that we all kind of rely on in our lives, and one of them is honoring sunk costs. It's like when you buy a lemon for a car and you get it worked on and worked on and worked on, there comes a point where you have to be like, I can't fix this car, and I have to get rid of this car.
This is me at the blackjack table.
Okay, that's exactly right.
I've lost $1,000, you might as well.
Well, now I'm in $1,000, what am I gonna do, walk away now?
Right.
Like, no, I'm gonna
time and energy, you gotta stick
out. Yeah, all this time, and how much time does it take for you to lose $1,000?
I bet in like small $1.
So all night.
But it's like the whole I get a free martini, but I've lost $2,000 at the table.
Right, and then you've lost $2,000, and I'm feeling the anxiety of even you just saying that, where I'm like, you can't walk away at $2,000. So that's what they rely on, is that they know we're all going to do that. And there's a bunch more, like the idea that, and it's a truth, that we feel losses much more than gains.
Yeah.
We feel them in our bodies, like, as trauma. And a gain is like, okay, great. But a loss is like, you know, and so we do everything we can to not realize the loss, to not experience the loss. So we stick with a plan that's not working for a really long time.
Can the government regulate this, help us? I mean, isn't this what the Federal Trade Commission is meant to do?
Is there legislation that can be passed to correct this?
Things are being worked on, but I will say, just to give the FTC a bit of a break, their purview is so enormous. They are tiny, first of all. They're like the size of the smallest of MLM in terms of the people that are there and the money they get to use. They're tiny. And their job is, and listen to that, like, especially after the pandemic and stuff, their job is false product claims, credit card fraud, you know, phishing, spam, every kind of fraud, your grandma getting taken by somebody that she's never met over the phone. Like, and when you put that up against MLMs, where the people who are signed up are like excited about it, it's hard to put that first. Although this is such a bigger problem than those things in numbers. So they have a tough task, and I don't blame them. You know, they're doing the best they can.
So technically, MLMs are legal. What?
I believe they are not, but they exist because I use this comparison all the time. Like, that's like being like, I'm a murderer, and because I'm in jail, and then I'm not a murderer because I'm not in jail.
Right.
That doesn't make any sense. But the MLMs will say,
so it should be illegal, but they aren't being treated as such. So what can be done to stop
this? If the FTC is not stepping in, what can smart American people do to not be lured in?
Buy my book.
You do need five other people to buy the book also. But for real, what's our defense?
It really is talking about it. You know, that's the only thing we can do, because the government doesn't have the capacity, and that's understandable because there are so many. I talked to the FTC recently, and one of the women I was talking to was like, it's a very target-rich environment right now. And I thought she meant, because I was asking her, why don't we go after these companies? It's a target-rich environment. I thought she meant there's too many MLMs, and she was talking about us. She was like, this is the perfect environment for these companies to come after you. Like, we are all desperate. We're all like wanting to realize the American dream and believe this is a meritocracy and believe this is a place where you work hard and you get rewarded for it and all that, you know, whatever. So
talk about it and be aware of it.
Talk about it, tell your friends, you know, they're fine pitching you some garbage hair product or whatever. You should be fine being like, you know what,
this
is not cool. And I think the tide's turning.
Thank you very much for talking with us. Selling the Dream is available now. Jane Marie, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/TheShot to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
That's our show for tonight.
And, you know, we can go through different stuff that I say, that you say. Because I still want to know why you came after me as much as you did.
Because I'm a dick, probably.
Because it was easy.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show, wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central. And stream full episodes anytime on Paramount+.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.